everybody here. I think since September. Was everybody here in September? No, I don't think.
I was.
You weren't here because I think.
Kid.
Yeah, kid. Yeah, you weren't here. So, first time in a while. All right, I'd like to welcome you all to Tales from Cell Block 18, formerly the sixth best podcast prison officer podcast on FeedSpot. Somehow moved down to ninth. I guess we'll have to work our way back up to one.
We'll re-earn your trust.
But I guess we'll have to figure that out.
6-9.
Nice.
But I guess it goes with the one day right after the list released originally. We were 69 plays, so I guess that was foretelling.
Nice.
6-9. But we have everybody here for the first time in a very long time. But so I guess we can jump in with some of the recap.
Bag of holding.
Yeah,
she gone.
That's from the yeah. We'll open with where we left off with Lena killing the cleric because she felt wronged by him.
While
in the background, Abel and Nat 1 accomplished the important task of stuffing a mall demon inside a burlap sack with an orangutan
chucking it into the
river that disappeared there, wasn't there before. But we just put it there because of the plot.
Magic.
It was good. Yeah. And
plot armor.
How did it look? Fantastic.
I mean, it was like a background thing, so I mean, they'll be able to tell you better how it looked because we were also at the same time there was a fight going on. Well, not really a fight, more of a.
It wasn't supposed to be. Lena turned it into one.
And then
and we were just like, all right, we're not doing that. We're gonna go take care of business.
All I needed was a fucking heel. Yeah. Fuck him.
And then
what's on our team? And then he just killed him.
Finally, Abel. He did search the demon that you guys actually went there for to fight to get a map piece and. I'll recover the map piece because that was on there. Because the guy carried around an important piece of map on him.
We followed him.
So there you go. You guys have the map piece. Also, in the mid-fight, that angel that you guys keep chasing after you that stole the bag of holding.
Banished him.
Was banished. And
how'd we get the bag of holding if Steve always had
it? It took the bag of holding because it mollywopped you guys. Remember you guys were fighting the giants?
Yeah, the planetars.
And the goblins. And they had, like, after you guys fought them, right after, you guys had all these planetars and they mollywopped you guys and they took the bag of holding from you. They stabbed through some people to kind of. The only person who didn't get unalived was.
The newt.
Unalived.
Was Van Sam. Van Sam put a wall of force or something around you. You put something.
Yeah,
but they weren't able to destroy it, so, you know.
The dome.
The dome.
A dome of protection.
Shield generator, really?
Yeah.
Pretty much. So after this, we have Van Sam, Steve T, and the Elf Heffelfinger from the Order of Freedom. For the monks, you weren't here. He was he's leading the Order of Freedom, which is the Order of Peace.
He's the Captain of Freeland.
Yeah, pretty much. They come running up, and they survey the scene, and Heffelfinger asks what happened to Linus, and if you guys were able to procure the map piece.
Funny story, we got the map piece, and it's only because of Linus. Because we were getting our asses whipped, and he came in with a clutch heel, but then got taken out. So he died valiantly attempting to help us.
What a brave soul.
Okay, well, I can't see why he has a lot of me, so thank you. He reaches in his pretty much off to the side, and he takes like a bag, and he throws it to you. And when you catch it, you realize it's like a bag of gold. He's like, here's 50 gold. So you guys can make the return trip, and he walks up to Linus's body, and he says, I'm going to take Linus back with this return stone, and because of plot, it only can take back two targets, so you guys got to find your own way back. I would just recommend taking the same teleport circle you guys got here on. That should be more than enough. And he returns back. You guys are left with the map piece.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
We gotta run to that fucking circle.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. We've caused too much shit here. We gotta get the fuck out of Dodge.
All kinds of people are watching that bag.
Anybody likes us here. We gotta go.
That perfectly stitched bag fly into the river.
Oops. It was so good. Rolled a nat 20 to put all my fucking bags together.
Like Versace fucking stitched it.
There's nothing with breaking out.
He rolls the Nat 20s when they really matter.
When they really, right. matter.
When they really matter.
I had all these burlap sacks. I need one big enough, so I sewed this bitch together. Fucking perfect. Watch. Nothing was getting out of that.
No, definitely not. So you guys are heading back, and as you guys are heading back, you guys start going down the road, and there's like some houses. The streets are pretty clear. Like there's a couple like things, beings you guys see, but no one's really paying you guys attention. And actually, Van Sam, you're actually able to notice because of your passive perception. You notice a couple things getting ready to jump down and attack you guys.
Why?
Because.
What kind of thing?
There's like, is this demons. Some demons, and you see, they're up on the rooftops, and you see one like something.
Do they have fiddles?
No. No fiddles. And then you see one around
the instrument.
I understood that reference.
And then you see like around the corner. You
Are
see
we in
someone,
Georgia?
No. You see something peek around the corner. Looks like it has a few, many arms. So.
Goro. Oh, I don't see shit.
Well, that's Van Sam's on when he sees it.
Well, we're about to fight, boys.
Who? What?
Where?
See that, or it's gonna be a dance off.
Oh my god.
I'm like about to stop the
So we're not healed, we didn't do shit. Alright. Good deal.
That's
the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, guess everyone roll initiative as you guys are warned about attack and you guys have it's like you see like nine like small little demon like things and then you see like a demon come out and has like six arms.
Like, oh that's who we're gonna fight.
18. 21. If I had to guess, it's him.
Yeah, he doesn't look happy to see us. And he brought friends.
His double guitar.
7.
Okay.
It's like the pick of destiny. Yeah.
Yeah. 21.
All right. And if you guys remember from last time that we're, the guys who weren't here last time, instead of doing where we roll the initiative and everyone just waits their turn, I'm doing a group initiative. So you guys will all go at once, and then the enemies go. And then you guys go. So that way, it keeps people like you who
get sidetracked.
What?
Who's got to wait like not like for like nine people to go to attack, and then you go, and it also kind of helps people like stay more engaged.
Yeah, it worked out pretty well.
You guys all can attack at once, and you guys can like come up with a plan.
Yeah. Just decide like what you're going to do,
so came
and then we figure it out.
Well, it came after my
all of our
my ADHD.
Yes,
we got the tism.
But, so pretty much what I'm going to do is I'm going to take all your guys' initiatives, average over one of it beats the initiatives.
I think your shit's a little high. You roll that high?
There's not a single game
that
you do not have a modifier for.
I'm like, man, you're going to be a 20.
You got the cup
in initiative?
No,
I roll an 18.
Now you got this. You got the fucking the whole roster set up for a fantasy league.
Oh, I got it. Because
you.
Okay.
Lady got a 6.
Right.
Clicked it too many times.
Yeah, I was like, man, how the fuck did you get a 36 on an initiative?
No.
Man, he's so initiative.
I just fucked it up.
I really want to punch
him. He's like, I'm so excited for this. I'm fucking so in right now.
Like, fight, yes.
I'm not chief. I'm in the fucking zone.
Alright, you guys are actually going first. So they all jump out. And because you guys have the little warning, Van Sam warned you guys that they were, you know, you guys
were about
to get attacked. You guys actually all get to go. And you guys, like I said, there's groups, there's like nine little demons, they're in groups of three, so they're just all going to attack at once, like you're going to have three attacks with each one. And then you have the six arm thing, all it's holding little scimitars in each each hand.
It's a lot of arms.
Yeah.
How many groups?
There's
three groups of three.
Three and one.
All right.
You guys can decide who goes first, whatever order you guys want to do.
I guess I'll bum rush forward to Steve.
Naturally.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that's what Steve T would do.
Yeah.
Bardic inspiration.
There you go. So
actions. Steve's going to just start swinging.
Who are you attacking?
Who are you going for?
Just so I know.
One of the groups.
Okay, the little theme of things.
Group
okay.
Closest to you. Sorry.
12?
One sec. I'm unprepared. That misses.
17.
That hits.
Yay. For 12 and...
33 damage.
Okay, you pretty much run up. You see them jump down, and before they really... They jump down. They're still squatted down.
They thought they were prepared.
You just run up, and you're able to stab through all of them at once because they were way too bundled up together.
You skewered three of them on your rapier. Now they're kebabs.
And, like, you're by the end of it, your hand is through, like, two of them, and you got the one just enough to get the kill and blow on it. And you took out three right off the bat.
Nice.
Steve pulls the blade out and just whips all the blood off like a stance.
And then you try to do some like weird thing with like Elsa and you just miss completely.
They give like a Zorro whip and flip the hip and fucking stop the blade. Right. Look good.
Sashay.
Alright, who else wants to go there? Steve T's turn.
I see Steve T running up, so I decide, all right, we'll go after the big bat over there. I'm just going to shoot an arrow at him.
No, bro.
Big baddie.
Big baddie. I guess 13 probably misses?
Yeah.
How about 29?
That hits.
I'm right in Venus.
Venus.
Right in Venus.
Wait, what did I do? Hold on. Nine damage and six poison if that does anything.
No. Okay, you realize, like, the poison doesn't seem to take, kind of, like, instead of, it kind of just, like...
Doesn't have that normal effect I'm used to. Yeah,
you know.
I don't think that works.
So you said it was what?
Nine.
Nine?
Wait.
It was nine.
Yeah, nine. That's right,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He uses Bardic Inspiration.
Okay.
Well, that's just my bonus action.
Yeah.
I want to make, like, a mage hand right in front of one of the groups.
Okay.
And as they look at it, I just want to point at Lena.
Okay.
Now go running in and beat their asses.
I was gone.
Fury of blows.
No, we're saving that for the big guy.
Roll an attack and do your damage before you roll a next attack. Because as you notice, they do not have a lot of health.
They do go down easy.
21?
That obviously hits.
Nine.
Okay, so you punch one and you pretty much knock its block off and one of them's dead. The other and then you clip another one, but you don't do.
Nat 20.
Yep. I think that hits.
As long as you do you do more than 12 damage to it.
Yes.
Okay, so you obliterate the next two, like you and you just like continue your swing. And, like, you just go through and do the same thing he did with his rapier.
Skewer.
You skewer him with your fist.
Now you gotta, like, shake your fist off and do
a little. You have another one there, Dan.
And then the mage hand high-fives you.
So there's still one little group left.
Yeah.
Roll a 19.
19, that hits.
Yeah. Time to move forward.
11.
11 points. Okay, you're eight. As you has your hand, if you have three of them skewered, you're able to like do some like crazy and like you whip your leg up and you smash your foot and kill another one.
Well done. That's four. Yeah.
So there's pretty much two little things left.
And Goro.
And Goro.
I'm trying to hit one of the little things.
All right.
Who throws a shoe?
Nine.
Nine misses. Okay. Misses.
I didn't mean to jinx you.
Oh, yeah, you did your thing. All right, so now it's their turn. Yeah, these little things are going to take the... they're going to attack Lena, the two little things. I'm assuming they're missing with a... It's going to miss, because I rolled a single digit. And I know you're like 21.
Yeah.
So, and then this the big dude... Goro is going to take a swing.
Okay.
That's a lot of attacks. Pretty much going to take an attack at all you guys.
He's got a lot of hands.
Yeah, he's got six. It gets a seven. It gets a... We're just doing six attacks. We're not doing the seven.
Six handies at once.
So for... We're going to...
He can be a superintendent in no time.
First attack.
He could easily be you a manager right now.
17 for Van Sam.
Oh, Jesus.
Holy shit.
No, that does a hit. Is that hit? 17 is a hit.
Of course it hits.
Okay. So dodge. You get
dodge, dip, duck, dive, and
you get 9 points of slashing damage. And we're gonna go to Abel. I'm guessing a 25 hits.
Yeah, just.
Just.
That's another just nine points of slashing to you. All right, we got Lena. That's going to hit with a 27.
Just barely.
Yeah. How long does the grog thing last? Is it a minute or?
I think it's a minute.
All right, well, it would have ended it by now. So 11, 15 points of slashing damage to you.
What happened to 9? Everybody else got 9.
That's what happened. That's right. What happened. We got Steve T with a dirty 20.
Oh.
Is that hit?
I don't know. What do you got, like an 18?
I have 20, yeah.
Okay, so it hits.
Oh, shit.
So 8 points of slashing damage to you. And then, does a 16 hit?
Yep.
Okay.
I should dodge. I'm very frail.
12 points of slashing damage, and we're going to roll. Or Abel's taking the, swinging at Abel again for its last attack. An 18.
Yeah.
Okay. 20 points of slashing damage, dude.
Oh, fuck.
And that's its turn. That's it.
Thank God.
That's it.
Holy fuck.
All now right. It's you guys.
It's our turn. Let me try to pick off the two little fucking ward things all first. Right. Let me swing to hit the two little fellas.
Alright.
27, I'm assuming, hits?
Yeah. Their AC's like 13.
Yeah, the 24. Alright, so let's do some damage. Do they take any acid damage, or am I just going to find out?
Oh, dude, cool.
Let me know if you do 10 points of damage.
The first one was 6.
Okay, 6. So you kill another one. There's one left.
11.
Okay, so you kill them both. Okay.
Alright, so you, I didn't bother with that damage.
You pretty much just go two arrows right now.
Shoot
out.
Those fuckers. Alright.
Alright, so now there's no little things. You guys just have the giant.
It's just a fucking scimitar fucker.
Yeah, this. I wasn't doing the 7th attack with the whip. That's just too bad.
Alright, Steve six runs up to the giant that's fucker.
Lot, yeah.
And 13.
That misses. The fucker.
And 19.
That hits, just.
Yay. Oh, Jesus.
13 and 36.
Okay. That's too many.
I cast Healing Word and hit Chewy with 18 points of health.
Thank God.
Okay.
Yeah, you needed that before.
Yeah, you know, you're better than Tim.
I forgot we were calling that guy Tim.
Oh, there also was, you would have been the only other one who would have noticed this. There was a, when you guys first stepped off the teleport circle, when you guys first arrived in Hell, or New Jersey.
Yes.
It was, you just crossed the, you know, the George Washington Bridge in New Jersey. You guys had, there was a Rakshasa, like a tiger-like thing, that you fought way back.
Yeah,
back when, like, the original crew was, we were together. And there was beating a lizard folk with a giant stick.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
It was. He was doing the thing.
The stick of truth.
It was. Yep.
The stick of truth. Beating a lizard folk.
Do we have the stick of truth?
No, we just let him go. We're like, just
stop talking. Just kind of watched it. Because I went back and looked at Rakshasa's. Whoever gets the final blow in a Rakshasa, whoever kills a Rakshasa, they want revenge. And I went back and listened to an episode to figure out who got it, and it was the worst ranger of all time. not even to say his name, because I don't remember his name. It was just the worst ranger of all time who wanted to use a strength-based weapon.
Stick of truth. The stick of truth.
All right, back to the current battle we're at.
24.
That hits.
15.
Misses.
21.
Hits.
Nat 20.
That definitely hits.
kinds of buttons in here.
Yeah, no shit. Holy fuck. You relearn things every time.
40, 45.
Okay.
Every single time.
Okay. Yeah, I'm... Yeah, it's every time we play, he learns something new. And then, like, again. He reruns, like, sachet. You learn that.
Well, no, ladies, I got this maneuvers.
Yeah.
I have all kinds of cool shit I never knew.
Attack. You're a fucking swashbuckler. It's a painting attack. They have that. It's a
who wants to go next? You pretty much run up and you just punch the shit out of it. You get in his reach. You're inside.
You got up in there.
You are in him. Or it. Whatever it is. Man. I don't know.
I don't assume it's gender.
Yeah, it's 2024.
I was definitely calling M.A. Franklin it to Miss Hansel multiple times. I kept saying it, and then I caught myself like, yeah, she definitely complained about Heim yesterday, demeaning inmates, so. Like, I didn't see her complaining about this.
But if it chooses to be an it.
What? Franklin can't help that Sally wanted to go fucking suck some penis in the library.
Penis!
Yeah, sucked an inmate's penis on a Saturday morning.
What else is she going to do on a weekend?
27 minutes.
Of dick sucking?
No, it wasn't a dick sucking. It was like some jerking and some dick sucking.
Sweet Jesus, I might go to jail for a little bit. That sounds amazing.
What's great is Shaky Miller told me it couldn't have happened on his shift.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I ain't taking that.
Yeah,
9:22 in the morning.
Shaky
Miller was the education officer.
When I first heard about it, I'm like, ah. And they made it seem like Wink was on. I'm like, what?
They're really checking for them books.
That really would make sense.
I'm going to try blindness, deafness, have them make a constitution savings throw.
Uh-oh.
I don't have much left. This has been rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little.
We've been in battle for a while.
Yeah.
22.
He's not blind or deaf.
Yeah. this is kind of something that, to make some... A little bit of time that I knew you guys really. I didn't think you guys were struggling too much. Especially since these guys are here. They're full health. At least they should be.
We're not.
Who knows? All right.
Someone's going to use a heel.
Steve Tizzle's in the house.
Sorry. It wouldn't be any better with Linus because he wouldn't have healed us anyway.
That's true. Not you anyway.
Yeah, he would have healed everybody.
Would have healed everybody else. Linus healed everybody but you.
And he paid for it. He should heal himself. Oh, wait, he can't.
I could put him in the sack.
You're up. If you have anything you want to do.
Already did it. Already healed him.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that. All right, so it's this dude's turn, and...
Uncanny dodge.
Can I just fine. Back away from his madness swinging shit?
You shouldn't be in range.
I should not be in range at all.
Yeah, you never close any distance.
I never do.
He's throwing this at a target.
Chuck it. Yeah, he's got a couple of them.
Yeah, that's what we're going with.
All right. He's got
that's what we're going with because
right.
I
and
already attacked you.
Boomerangs.
All right, so I have a 6. That's a 25 to hit Van Sam.
Good.
An 18 to hit Abel and a 21 to hit Rena. So
Jesus,
I think they're all hits. Okay, for Van Sam,
cutting words.
Okay, what do you roll for your attack? What do you?
Did you already roll?
I mean, I'll let you do it. I don't really care. You use cutting words.
Well, you can use cutting words for an attack roll.
Is it the?
I take a 1d10, and you have to subtract whatever it is from what your roll was. I can't know what your roll is first.
Though. I don't care. Who cares? It's my world. I made the rules. If you want to use cutting words after I told you it, you can do it. So roll your d10.
9.
You rolled a 9. So yeah, it's gonna a 16. Does a 16 hit?
No, I'm saying, I thought that was my damage.
No, it takes it off, like, the attack roll. Whether or not, you determine whether or not it hit. I'm pretty sure
Or damage roll.
Okay, or damage roll.
Yeah,
so,
I thought we were going off damage roll.
If that's the case, you take 4 points of slashing, then.
Yeah.
Because
I didn't care that you were hitting me.
I rolled a nine, so right.
I just wanted to lessen the damage you were
going
to do to me.
That's fine. Abel takes 13 points of slashing.
Did I get hit?
No, this was the first three rolls. Easy. 13 slashing two.
So one for my 9.
All right, and taking its next 3 attack. What else is it gonna attack? All right, it's gonna throw its scimitars that keep respawning after it throws it at nat 1.
Magic.
Take two attacks towards nat 1 and one towards CT.
He's hacking.
Yeah. A 27 for Steve T to hit.
I'm gonna count on Kenny Dodge.
That's fine. I don't care.
He's throwing that shit like I do anti-tennis.
And then the first of 26 I don't hits, but does a 15 hit you?
Yep, got it.
Okay. So for the first attack, that 10 points of slashing towards Steve T. 14 for the first attack for Nat 1.
Good God.
And then 13 slashing for the second.
13.
So a total of 27 damage to you. And now it's you guys.
I'm down to 11. Next hit's going to kill me, boys.
Yeah. Well, I heal him for 17.
Okay.
Yay.
There you go.
Duck and cover.
I guess I'm hitting him.
Fuck yeah.
24.
Hit.
And 16.
Miss.
How do I use those things? Can I just add them on to this?
That's
yeah, you can
1d10.
Yeah, you can just roll it and you can add it to it.
Yeah,
add
1d10 to it. Well, I didn't even know if that's 1d10. Is that a 10?
No, that's an 8. That's a d8.
It don't matter. It's high enough to make it work.
Was well,
it
no, roll. Six? Yeah. What did you roll?
16. There's all I needed was a couple more.
You want to re-roll it? A couple's going to be okay.
Five on that.
Hits. Yeah, you hit.
Two hits.
You hit with a 23.
Oh, shit.
You hit with a 23. So
10 plus 16 plus 18.
18 total?
No. 28 plus 16 is
44. Okay.
All right. So I'll try to pop him, though.
James, I forgot to ask. Is this a larger creature?
Yes, he's a large fiend.
He has multiple
18.
Fucking arms.
I think
these fucking dolls. Like,
literally just said.
He could be a little scamp.
That's the arm.
Arms.
That's the AC for
it. In my world, jumping around like a 22. Gremlin slapping his shit.
22 hits.
All these fucking centaurs larger than his.
He's got like my eyelids, my ears, my lips. I'm an arm, different arms. I'm trying to get his little cock in my mouth. Get him out of here! Get him the fuck off me!
Get him out of here, you got a boner.
40.
40? Woo!
Almost as hard as Steve hit.
Almost.
You don't want none of this. The last guy that started shit in Jersey didn't end well for him.
Steve can dodge. Steve knows 5D's a dodgeball.
Alright, well, this guy's starting to almost regret his decision.
As you should.
He's like,
He's as like
we're getting with like toothpick scimitars.
Like with a certain lieutenant, he just keeps with each hit, it gets smaller and smaller.
Alright, everyone else go?
You and Abel get to go, so.
13 misses, right?
Yeah, 13 misses. But
29 does not.
Yes, it definitely hits.
Oh my god, it's piss poor. 7 damage.
7? Every roll that matters.
Hell!
Little chip.
Now, Abel, you got?
I need to try healing word on myself.
Alright.
Game, you that low?
14.
Okay.
Or not 14, 4 damage. I mean, not 4 damage.
Oh, you healed yourself 4? Alright, so it's gonna, he's gonna do.
Is it roll 1d4?
Yeah.
We got a 1.
You know what? He's just taking 5 attacks, because that's how many d6s I have. I mean, d20s, so that works. Alright, 23 for Van Sam. And then a 27 for Abel. This is I was going to miss for 11.
Woo!
An 11 for, as I was going to miss, Steve T. And then a 19. Okay, so I just have you three.
All the squishies got it.
Yep.
So for Van Sam, this is Van Sam. Total of 11 slashing. Abel.
Let me know when you need a potion.
Is 14 slashing.
Yeah, I am down.
Okay, and then for Nat 1, 12 slashing.
Alright.
And now you guys are up.
So you're down.
Yes.
I'm going to use a bonus action and get one of my potions.
It's an action. He's out, so you got to give him the actual thing. It's going to be your action.
It's a fucking bonus.
Okay.
It's an action. To give someone else one is an action. Play.
Okay, I use one of my actions. Give him one of my potions.
That's it, you're done.
My multiple actions. Steve gets two.
No, it's your action. You got to attack for your to get two act. Get it, yeah, attack.
19 to hit.
It's two attacks. It's one action.
And he hits for
misses.
11.
He hits for nothing. In his drug-riddled mind, he thinks this.
He's watching a Steven Seagal movie.
For 29 points of damage.
Fat Steven Seagal is imagining this.
The important part is how much does he heal for?
That's probably what you really should be rolling for.
I don't even know what
I think it's 44 plus 4.
It is. Which one is it?
It's triple fours. It looks like those little pyramids. It's,
yeah.
Well, he's eight. Being a fat Steven Seagal. Anybody else have anything else to do?
14 misses, but 22 hits.
22 hits.
Right. Two, three.
So let's do another 7 damage.
One.
44 so plus close. 4.
Oh,
just launching fucking arrows, hoping for the
so
best.
So close.
Yeah, back up.
Anybody else want to attack?
I got him. Weak.
I got just him. Hit. Just let me know if you roll an 18 or above. And then let me know if you do that.
18.
How do you want to do this? Because he has one hit point.
Oh, come on.
He literally had 8 hit points in this last attack. Literally, if you just would have attacked him, probably would have killed him. Would have. Because I can't see you doing less than 8 points.
No, I would have did 30.
I know. You would have got this instead. Now Lena gets it instead.
Oh, he's trying to wildly swing at me since he's on his way down. I go straight kung fu movie, blocking everything like motherfucking Batman. Uppercut like Little Mac, goes down, star punch, eat a dick.
Like Little Mac.
There we go.
But by this point, he's
still. By this point, he is Little Mac. Yes. You're punching down.
Yes.
Loop.
So I flick him in the forehead and he dies.
There you go.
Why was this guy fucking jumping us like this?
Yeah, maybe we should have asked a question or two.
He came at us.
I mean, we could have knocked him out.
Check for loot.
Roll a d20. Investigation. Roll investigation check.
Loot. Hold on, now I gotta get the fucking checks. Is that passing on?
It's in skills. Just roll.
Just go to skills.
Roll investigation.
Chop left.
Oh, there's.
Okay. You know who would have rolled this already?
14.
Fat Steven Seagal.
He would have.
Skinny Steven Seagal would have rolled this already.
14.
Fat Steven Seagal is just talking about how he would have rolled it already.
I know, yeah.
I have stunned the lights roll for me.
All right,
You found his testicles.
Yeah, and you found like 300 gold underneath the testicles.
Oh, shit.
Hell yeah. Here we go.
So pretty much you get all, like, you can get the 6 scimitars that seem to change shapes.
Based on how tall
they
you are.
They do nothing else.
Based on how tall you
that's
are.
It. They seem to change. They don't do anything extra. There's regular scimitars that just magically change shapes and sizes.
Coming back.
Yeah, they keep repairing.
You got
these
cool
scimitars, so you can throw them and they come right back in your hand.
No, we need to do a cool
them.
We need to melt them down and forge them into a shield.
Yes, I need that. I need that.
I like that. I put it in the new bag of holding.
You don't have a new bag of holding.
I got a different one now.
You have a regular bag that's not a bag of holding.
It's a fucking brown fucking bum bag. It says holding on it. It's fucking Steve.
There you go. That's
in the fucking paper bag.
That's why Steve T wasn't there for the last for the whole this whole thing down there, this whole venture earlier.
New Jersey.
And Van Sam was just trying to reel him in. He was trying to reel him in and say, yo, we got to go to Jersey. We got to be there. No one really needs to go, but we have to.
The bag of holding is just what he calls his drugs.
Are you holding? I got a whole bag of it.
I got a whole bag of holding.
So,
whole bag of holding.
After you guys get the 6 scimitars, the 300 gold, and there's really nothing else there that's really all useful.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Jersey sucks.
Yeah,
you have no issues the rest of the way. You guys get to the teleport. It's a different goblin that's there. It tells you it's 10 gold.
Holy so fuck.
It's 10 gold to enter, 10 gold to leave.
Give him the goddamn 10
fucking
gold.
Jersey.
Hey,
fucking give him the gold.
Get
so
the
you guys,
fuck out of here.
You guys take...
Can we each pay 10 gold?
No, it's 10 gold period to leave. That's it.
You just got 300. You pay.
Yeah, I'm paying.
Alright.
Or you could use the 50 that the... that Heffelfinger gave for this whole thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But, alright, either way, whatever way you guys want to take this 10 gold.
Paying for it, he's buying the first round.
It doesn't matter. You guys actually return back to the, you guys are right back in the room at the Order of Freedom, where, because of Plot, you're greeted by Heffelfinger, who,
yes, Plot.
He's, I'm glad you guys are back, and if,
so are we.
I just want to know, do you guys want to celebrate, we prepared a great feast, and we rolled a couple casks of ale to drink. We're going to celebrate the life of Linus.
I just left
you
my
had
jersey.
Us a cask. Let's
all right.
Go. I'm in. I don't care. Fuck Linus.
So,
Linus.
Yep.
You guys can...
Tim.
Valiant soul.
I'm going to use the restroom if you guys want to discuss if you guys do anything at this thing or anything, you know. I don't care.
We're going to have to lie to
just let me know if, like, you guys...
sticking with your story.
Yep. Valiantly said this.
Valiantly.
How do I banish his soul?
Yeah, before he's ratting
make sure
on
he comes back.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who talk to the dead and shit. We can't have that.
I don't think I have anything high enough right now.
We gotta get rid of this motherfucker and his soul. Should have launched him into the fucking river.
He's gonna tell on us.
Yeah, I don't see this going well. So, as little details as possible, he did heal us.
He did.
And he died. We add a fucking adjective
that,
to
it
in there.
It was a clutch heal for you guys.
Yeah, it was. It was.
It was.
He did great. Did
yeah.
great.
So, we would not have won if it wasn't for him.
Valiant. Absolutely valiant.
Yep.
Died
a hero.
Leave out some details.
Died a hero.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He died. I know that. That's for a fact. Like, listen, he may have died, but you should have seen this fucking bag I fucking sewed together.
Since he left, he left me in charge. Steve sells so much drugs, it's
you are not in charge.
Unbelievable.
You are never in charge.
We never leave
Steve,
you in. We don't even leave you unsupervised, literally, in charge.
Steve has found his old connect in the castle.
You no.
And they decided that they needed to
then
up...
Then you sober up and you're staring at a picture of somebody.
They needed to up the amount of drugs that they need coming into their town.
Jesus Christ.
What you,
and Steve is their connect.
What you do is hang out in the corner with Heffelfinger and suck each other's dick talking about fire all day.
Fire.
So, Steve finds his connect.
Roll a d20, see if you have a connect.
Do you like to touch the hose?
If you roll a natural 20, souls. You'll have a connect randomly at this monastery that you met years ago.
I'm just connect at a monastery.
And you met years ago.
Come on, 20. Oh my god, it's only a 17.
Okay, so you think you saw some guy who you remember, he looks kind of familiar, but when you start talking to him, you realize, it's not the guy.
But he's still down.
He might want to buy
the guy.
He still wants to buy some drugs.
He might want
to
buy some
It's a 17, he still wants to buy some.
He's willing to buy some. Not a lot.
He wants to party.
He just wants to...
He's looking for mushrooms.
He's down for a little...
Oh, a little bunny sugar.
Just wants
Steve's down, he sells.
You're not who I thought you were, but I mean, all right.
You always have some...
You're not a cop, right? Because
no.
If I ask, you gotta tell me.
If you are, you have to tell me.
If you are, you gotta tell me. Because that's how it works.
That's not true, but give me some nose candy.
I don't trust you, you gotta do it right in front
is
of me.
Is there anything I can get away with stealing?
Stop stealing shit.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be.
It's a big party.
Guys,
I mean, a lot of people are drunk, so I mean.
You know what we could do? We could take advantage of the drunks. It's a monastery, so they have lots of money. Because there's nothing that makes more money than organized religion.
True.
So, we get them in on the ground floor of Knott's Pharmaceuticals.
Make them commit.
So, let me tell you something.
Okay.
So.
I'm Lancey. You're sitting down. You're having beers with Heffelfinger. Drink some ale with Heffelfinger.
So, I'm going to get you in on a ground level here for this company. It's already a huge company. It's not a startup, but I'm going to get you on a ground level because I'm your connect. I'm your guy. So, I'm going to bring you in at a base level of 400 gold per month. And I'm going to roll... It sounds like a lot, but that's going to roll back to you in no time with 450 every other month. But then you need that 400 a month to come back. And then as you sell, you'll get people behind you that'll sell, and that'll double your money.
Roll a persuasion check.
It's shaped like this.
Have you ever seen a pyramid?
It's like... You're here, And all the money goes this way.
Which one's persuasion?
The one that says persuasion.
What the fuck? I just have...
Tell me out here.
Boom.
Oh, gosh. Boom.
Find persuasion.
Oh,
alphabetical.
Okay.
It's like 5-6 years we've been playing this.
Yep.
Boom. We've been using the app probably 5-6 years.
Plus 11.
Yeah, but
and I rolled you in that one.
Yes, you did.
Oh, my God!
And,
why'd you touch it?
He's like, you know, that sounds like really good,
so
but...
it's a 12.
I think...
I'm a plus 11 persuasion. You touched it, rolled
I think
down.
I'm,
let's see what happens if I would've touched it.
Let me think about this, and, maybe, down the road I might decide to put some money in, but for now...
He's calling
us security.
We're just gonna pass on this.
I rolled a nat 20.
He rolled a nat 20.
I went to all the monastery people blind dope. I went to all the fucking monastery people blind dope. Not you, motherfucker. Not when nat 1 touches it.
Yeah. Nat 1's when it really matters, and nat 20's when it really matters.
Nat really fucks some shit up sometimes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They decided not to invest in the Knott's Pharmaceuticals. At this time, they reserved the right to later on. You know,
while he's fucking doing his spiel, I rolled over drunk. He's gonna steal your fucking money.
Pretty much how it goes.
This is good bullshit.
Later on, it goes
goodbye. I go back to the bar.
You're already in the greatest fucking con job of all time, religion.
So, yeah. So he pretty much he gets up and
says no,
and goes back to drinking other things.
This car tissue is scarring down, so I gotta move it around a little bit so it doesn't scar.
Is there anything else you guys would like to do during this drinking?
Swim in their fountain.
Okay. You swim in their fountain. Roll a constitution saving throw.
My constitution.
So you don't drown.
See if you're swimming, you're drunk.
God damn it. Why do we gotta keep saying shit?
I don't know.
Because
this always gets us fucking
jammed. You are Steve T.
Yeah. Right.
True that.
The ambiguously gay drunk pirate.
Not 20.
Okay.
Did not
so
drown.
Michael Phelps.
You're
falling around this.
And like 2 feet, like literally like a foot of water.
Fucking Aquaman.
And a foot of water you are putting on the vest.
Full
synchronized swimming in a foot of water.
You're out there talking to a carp.
They've never seen a better show.
I just hurt myself kicking.
Oh.
Stupid, but yeah.
I can't believe I threw a nat 20 on that. Cancel all fucking dope. Cancel
all
dope.
At least he can roll it for you to
that's
ground.
That's true.
I would fucking die.
You'd fucking die.
But, anybody else want to do anything, or we just want to...
Watch Steve swim.
Just sipping from my fucking mug, watching him do his thing.
If you ruined my fucking international pitch.
I did. I realized what was happening. I'm like, I'm going to tell him. I'm going to fucking tell him.
Fucking sick of you fucking ripping people off all the fucking time. They were fucking coming out here. Shut up, sir. Shut the fuck up, man.
I may be chaotic, but goddamn it, I'm good. Fucking give him your money.
Steve's actually chaotic neutral. Steve's not a bad guy.
He's not a good guy.
A drug dealer. He's not a good guy.
Alright, I gotta sleep this off.
Alright. Eventually, you guys all end up passing out wherever you took your last drink or
bar.
Your last opiate or whatever you took.
So we can heal.
You just end up passing out. Yeah, everyone heals up. You guys all end up having a long rest. During this, Lena will actually have dreams of a figure telling you, good, but you hurry, it comes. And so Lena, you wake up and randomly throughout this little monastery thing, and you're surprised to see a sickly-looking Linus walk out of a hallway.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Ugh.
And,
I punch him in the face.
Nope, before any of you guys can react, you guys locked eyes, and a loud explosion, and shouts of an attack telling everyone to wake up.
Wake up.
All right, so you guys pretty much, you guys all wake up, and you guys, just to say, because I'm telling you guys, run to the outside, where you guys hear all the shouting, and
what's
you guys...
going on?
You guys see a bunch of fallen, demented angels attacking the monks and the clerics. Spells are being launched. Shouts of successful strikes being made, only to be followed by screams of death. When you guys notice, there's one hovering above them all. The angel that you banished in hell. He's hovering. And you guys for that. You guys lock eyes. And you guys see each other.
See, we all made it out of New Jersey.
Now, roll initiative.
Oh, God.
Let a deep, deep sigh.
14. 21.
8. Not helping the cause, boys. Not helping the cause.
Okay. 9. 9.
We got a good rest, though.
You might. Yeah, we did. Thank God. Needed that.
Yeah, needed a good rest.
Okay.
I don't think we're going first this time.
Surprisingly, you guys are.
Wow.
You just beat him. Low initiative.
Was he asleep?
Yeah, he rolled a, yeah. Rolled a pretty
he's
low initiative.
He's fucking launching spells everywhere else.
He's still tired from running from Jersey.
Yeah, aren't we all?
He's the one person who's banished from Jersey, you know. No one ever is.
He literally got banished.
He was the
Jersey.
Lucky one.
Yeah. But, so you guys are up first. Because he rolled a 12, and you guys
Arrows.
Averaged a 13.
Is this the one that stole the bat pieces?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he stole the bag of holding from you guys.
Arrows all day. 24 and 24.
Where's our current bat piece?
I'm assuming Abel has it.
Yeah.
What'd you roll?
24 and 24.
They both hit.
Good. I'm fucking nipping this in the bud and throwing some fucking arrows.
How many are we fighting?
19, and then I'm going to see if
just
acid
is. Right now, you only see him. He's only fighting you guys. He's the only one you guys are fighting currently. What was that again?
21 total damage if the acid takes effect.
We're saying it does because I don't have any. I made this guy, and we're saying the acid does.
21, baby.
Why not?
I came outside fucking all bushy-eyed. I'm like, oh, shit. Just threw some fucking arrows at his face.
All right.
So he's down far enough for you. He's not like far.
Yeah, you guys kind of like you did some like weird. It's like you guys charged each other, and then like now we're in a battle scene.
So, like Dragon Ball, just
pretty much you charge each other.
We saw that.
But like, yeah. And it's like shows you guys charging each other, and then like then
cut
it goes
cut black,
cut black, and now you guys are just standing there like any
Final
other
Final Fantasy theme.
Yeah, Final Fantasy
it's like Street Fighter,
ready to go.
Pretty much. Yeah.
All
right. So, I don't know if you see this coming. I'm going to flurry blows.
Yeah, I figured, yeah.
He's a real complex character.
Yeah,
pretty sure the dog can handle this.
Yeah.
13 didn't hit him.
Yeah, it misses.
15 didn't hit him.
Yep, misses.
18?
Misses.
Yep.
Just misses.
Oh, God, no.
Nope. 16, that didn't hit him.
Yep.
Well, fuck him.
So much, you go much, up, much, and much. It's able to pretty much, and he's just pretty much just,
Steven Seagal.
Using his hand, just blocking you.
He's Steven Seagal, dude.
Yeah, when Steven Seagal's, like, wrestling the, he's fighting all those people, and he's just, and you can definitely tell it's all staged. So. What
kind of armor is that one?
Ooh,
I like where this is going.
Uh-oh, heat metal.
Pretty much, yeah, that's what it really looks like. It's this, it's like metal armor.
Yeah,
we'll play
metal.
Okay.
Burning hell, bitch. Go back to New Jersey where you belong.
Yeah, but did you say there's any damage there to it? Or?
It's super strong.
Yeah.
So what happens with heat metal is you cause the damage. You cause the object to glow red hot.
Okay.
Any creature in physical contact with the object takes the fire damage when you cast a spell. Until the spell ends, I can cast a bonus action every turn after that and cause the damage again.
Okay.
If the creature is holding or wearing the object and takes damage from it, the creature must succeed on a constitution saving throw or drop the object if it can.
Okay.
If it doesn't drop the object, which it's its armor,
yeah,
if it doesn't shed its armor, it has disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks until the start of the next turn.
Okay, so a constitution saving throw.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
What's the DC?
Bitch.
40.
Ish.
Plus or minus
20.
I don't know.
Is it greater than or less than 26?
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess less.
Yeah.
Doesn't say.
It's be whatever your spell saving like DC is. Like I think your spells, it should say.
I think my DC is only 17.
Yeah.
17.
Okay, so yeah, it saves on the Constitution.
I don't know.
But it can still take the damage.
Yeah, it's
fine. Yeah, so let me cast the damage.
That's an effort, though.
Hey, if it's an ongoing damage every turn, and you...
Right,
you,
17.
Okay, 17?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
He heated up his pants.
Well, then my balls is hot.
So, like, you see, like, the armor goes, like, red hot. You see it wince and a little bit of pain, but he's able to... He's not shrug it off because it's still glowing red hot. It hasn't, like...
Just irritated. Yeah. Mild irritation.
Like, it dulled a little bit. It's no longer as bright red as it was. But, so... I mean, it's decent damage for that.
For a save, it's really good fucking damage.
Yeah. Especially
if you well, keep
a
I
simple
keep
bonus action.
Over and over again with a bonus action.
Nice. Let's have it make a wisdom saving throw.
Banishment.
No. I could try, but probably not.
It just keeps coming back.
We'll never beat him the entire campaign.
It's too prolonging it. Keep going.
You're out of here.
You're 25.
Out. You're drunk. Get out. Well, that didn't work.
I'm going to reroll. This thing was kind of crooked, so I'm going to reroll it. A dirty 20.
Yeah, that also did not work. Okay.
Probably an effort.
All right, Steve's going to come in and take some swings.
Okay.
19?
Just hits.
And 24.
It hits.
12 plus 10 plus 17. So
39. Yeah, I was 39. Right the first time.
And then with that, Steve's going to use his disarming attack. So I'm, because since Steve landed a shot, I have a chance. If he does not make a DC 17 strength save, I disarm him.
Well, Angels are pretty strong, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, there's
it's worth a shot.
There's a hope.
It is.
And I just read it. Like,
DC
I've probably been able to do this
17.
For
17.
I've probably been able to do this for like years now.
Oh, I'm sure.
Just rolled an 18.
Fuck! You're that close. Closer
than I thought.
Because he does not have any. He doesn't have. It's not like he can't add his proficiency bonus. So it's just whatever strength save is.
Wow.
He's not proficient in strength.
Well,
so.
There went that.
But he has a plus. He has a plus. He has a plus 7. In it,
that's kind of a. Oh, God. I don't know how many points I get. So
points
I don't
what?
Ever like abuse it.
Points what?
I don't know. It just says point.
What do you, have, point? What do you have points for all of a sudden?
A superior die,
so you get
point
two or
two. I think it is.
It should say
until a long rest.
Okay, so
every
I got
time
one
you
shot
get two
that.
Until a long rest.
Oh, and I still have all those luck points. I don't remember how many of them I got.
It should literally have their like feats or
something.
Like that.
Me a lot.
Dude,
but,
seriously.
We're going to end it there, folks, with Steve T once again discovering a new ability and Van Sam helping Steve T better understand after he played some Baldur's Gate 3. Stay tuned for next time to find out how they fare against the demented angel, Sabathiel.